Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Integrated Architecture podcast series. I'm your host, Rita Hidalgo, and in this episode, we'll talk to Joe Novak about the Drives in Motion Accelerator Toolkit.
Our toolkit helps you focus on your new features of your machine, not the routine tasks that add to overhead costs, so it makes you a whole lot more productive in creating a specific application for your system.
Please stay tuned. First, welcome back to the show, Joe.
Well, thank you.
Could you start by introducing yourself and explaining what you do for Rockwell Automation?
Well, I work for the commercial engineering group here at Rockwell Automation, and I work for a team that's called a simplification team. And what we do is help people integrate our great devices and software and selection tools and a lot of other things together so it's easy for them to design their systems.
So as I mentioned earlier, we're talking about the Drives in Motion Accelerator Toolkit. What exactly is it?
The Drives in Motion Accelerator Toolkit is a collection of easy-to-use design tools for helping people create a drives in motion control system. And they include things like selection tools, example bill of material files, drawings, and pre-configured logic and HMI code.
What challenges exactly would a toolkit help a developer to overcome?
Quite a few, actually. For instance, like hardware selection. Trying to find device selection information through a variety of sources helps you to put that all in one location. And we include layout and wiring drawings pre-configured, so the user doesn't have to go and look for the specific device information to create their own. Other challenges, retrieving status and diagnostic data from a variety of devices. We provide you logic modules for those devices. We make it real simple for the users to actually integrate into the control system and get that data. And then we also have a standard way of creating the application code as well, with easily understood and, you know, variety of application examples. We also help in HMI creation as well. We have pre-configured files for device faceplates that get all the status and diagnostic information, alarming information. Because we have all these pre-configured modules, if you will, it simplifies the time of gathering that information and then using it.
So you mentioned that the toolkit contains pre-configured files and HMI screens. Are you able to edit them, or do you have to use them exactly as they are?
Good question. Actually, they are all editable. We don't lock any code down. The user can do that if they wish, but we leave it open. We have detailed appendices in our quick start that show you how to edit the code, document the ladder, every rung we document of what it does, how it's used, so it's easily to take it and modify it for your specific use if you wish.
This toolkit sounds like it'd be very useful. Do you have an estimate on how much time it can save customers?
Many customers have used it already, and they can save anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks of development time.
So in order to use a toolkit, what steps would you have to take?
For instance, you use a quick start, and it's a step-by-step guide having you use the tools. It'll give you an overview of, like, the selection tools we might have, going through Motion Analyzer or Engineering Assistant, how to use that. It guides you through creating a bill of materials from a bunch of bill of material modules. The quick start steps you through creating a logics program, importing in all the pre-configured configuration and logic for that, in addition to gives you an HMI file that you would start with, and you would just edit that, which includes all the different faceplates for the different devices and machines and applications.
I've also heard that there's something called the DMAT Wizard. What exactly does that do?
Well, the wizard is part of the toolkit that greatly even simplifies the assembly of the bill of material drawings and logic and HMI. So instead of having to go through the quick start and deciding what pieces of code you want to put together, what the wizard does is ask you a few questions about the number of drives, relative sizing of the drives, and then it will automatically assemble the bill of materials, the drawings. It would actually create a logics file with all the devices that you have selected from the wizard into the application file.
So how much more time can it save you?
It can actually save you up to 5 to even 15 hours more in addition to the weeks that the toolkit saves you. The nice thing about that time saving is, let's say you're trying to ballpark what a system might be, whether it's just putting the bill of materials together, how much time will you to create the application. Within just minutes, you can have a bill of material and all the starting files to use in minutes. So it's good for experimenting with different systems to see what a system would look like.
You talked about having a bill of materials made through it. Can you use that to see the parts you need?
Yes, our toolkit works with our ProposalWorks software. So it creates a ProposalWorks file that you would just open up and then set in your discounts, and you can have a quote instantly. If you don't use our ProposalWorks files, you can export it to Excel as well.
So where can someone get their hands on this Drives and Motion Accelerator Toolkit?
Well, we have a great site that you can go to, ab.com/go/IA tools. And in that site, you'll go to Beyond Getting Started, and you'll notice all the different toolkits that we would have available to you. Or you just simply go to your local Rockwell Automation distributor or sales office and ask for the Drives and Motion Accelerator Toolkit. And it comes on a DVD with all the files that you need to, you know, use the toolkit.
And that DVD has the Drives and Motion Accelerator Toolkit as well as the wizard?
Yes, it does.
How much does a DVD cost?
There's no cost at all to our customers. So it's a free toolkit for anybody's use.
That definitely sounds good. What type of developers would benefit from using the free toolkit?
We have a lot of OEMs that use it, and a lot of new users that are maybe not too experienced with our equipment find it very helpful for creating a file. Anybody from a novice to an experienced user will use it because they find, hey, it saves just a lot of time gathering all the information you need and creating ready-made code for the different Rockwell Automation devices.
Has there been any updates recently to the toolkit?
The wizard is a new part of the toolkit, but we also have added the new SIP motion drive, some of our new Kinetix servo drives, and some of our new controllers will be coming out, you know, really soon.
What if someone was having trouble with the toolkit? Is there somewhere they could go for help?
If you go to our IA tool site, it has an email where you can email us with questions and or problems you might be having. You can also call tech support, as our technical staff there are familiar with our toolkit and can help you using the toolkit as well.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention about the toolkit?
In summary, our toolkit helps you focus on your new features of your machine, not the routine tasks that add to overhead costs, like, you know, creating faceplates that get status and diagnostic information, the code, the standard to all. So it makes you a whole lot more productive in creating a specific application for your system.
Well, Joe, thank you for taking the time to talk to us again about the Drives and Motion Accelerator Toolkit.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Integrated Architecture Podcast Series. To order the free Drives of Motion Accelerator Toolkit, or to find other tools and podcasts, please visit our website at www.ab.com/go/IA tools. Thank you.